Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we continue the interviews with the 27 Time Cinema representatives, and today I'm in company of Maria from Lithuania. Welcome, Maria. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so interesting that you decided to talk with all 27 of us because it's such a big jury, so I'm just really glad to talk with you here.
Yeah, every year Fred actually does these interviews and they are very interesting. We have the chance to meet all of you. And my first question is to, actually it's not a question, but I'm asking you if you can explain to our listeners what 27 Times Cinema is.
Of course. So I reckon my answer is going to be similar to my colleagues. But long story short is that this is a project that is initiated by Giornata degli Autori with partners in the European Parliament and Europa Cinemas. And the main premise is that they bring out 27 young cinephiles from all the European countries. And we come here for the festival. We form a young jury. All of us are aged from 18 to 25. So it's like a relatively young group. And we have to select one winner for the Giornata degli Autori section out of 10 films, out of 10 feature films from different countries. So it's an amazing opportunity. I feel extremely grateful for it, but at the same time, I feel like I am learning so much each day. And I feel like this is a consensus between all of us because we have the opportunity not only to see the films and experience the festival, but also get those extremely insightful jury meetings where everyone can share their opinion. And I feel like these are probably like the highlights of all of our experiences, and myself included as well.
So how do you feel in the role of the juror?
I remember the first film that we have watched from the competition program, and I was a little bit on my feet. I was, how would I say, not like anxious or scared, but more or less just really aware of watching the film. I feel like when you go to the cinema by yourself or with friends and it's a form of entertainment, you see it in a completely different way. You're a lot more relaxed. You're just there to enjoy the experience.
And say if you like it or not.
Yeah, and say if you like it or not. But if you go there to, like, as a jury member, I think that you're completely aware of the responsibility, and also that means that you're a lot more attentive, a lot more
technically focused, maybe.
Technically
also
focused, for sure. And some people take notes during the screening as well, which I found to be a little bit challenging in terms of some of the films being a bit darker, so you don't even see your notes. So I just, and like, my strategy is just to be really present, to be as focused as possible, but at the same time, at the end of the day, still feel like I'm watching a film, and it's interesting to kind of look in myself and like understand how does it make me feel and why. I feel like this is one of the most important things to acknowledge when you're seeing any kind of work of art, especially cinema, because it's so like it's a combination of different art forms. So I feel in the jury to be responsible, but also I completely understand that it's a collaborative work, so it's not like it's all on me, it's all on all of 27 of us. And when we have the meetings, of course you have the time to share your insights, but at the same time you have to give the opportunity to share for other people as well. So if our jury meetings is like I don't know, a couple of hours or an hour and a half, and we have to discuss a few films, we end up having like maybe half an hour for each film, and it's like almost 30 of us.
Yeah.
So when you divide it, you understand that your impact is important, but at the same time super collaborative. Like, so I love that about it.
And what about the films that maybe you had the chance to see from the Venice competition, not from Le Giornate degli Autori?
Yeah, of course, because we cannot talk about the films from the program. Yeah, I've seen a few. It's been a really insightful and exciting experience, 100%. I've seen some that I was really touched by. I've seen some that maybe didn't resonate with me that much, but at the same time, I feel like when you're at this iconic festival that has been going through like its 80th edition, right, you have to kind of trust it and trust what it wants to communicate to you through the films. And it would be pretty difficult for me. Like in the previous years, I would feel like, oh, I don't know, what's the point? I don't understand. And right now I feel like we're all kind of like coming into the cinema with an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we do have the right to not like it, but it's really always important to kind of ask yourself, so why? Like, why don't you like it? Or why doesn't it resonate with your, on the opposite, like, what you love so much about it? Why, like, is it subjective? Is it objective? So yeah, talking about the films that I've seen, I feel like... I really like this Hungarian film, Explanation of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I found it like a really interesting coming-of-age story, but also from the point of view of like Hungarian politics and polarization, and what does it mean to like be young at that age and kind of experience that at the same time. So yeah, it probably is one of my favorite ones that I've seen outside of the competition.
So in your profile, you wrote that your place in the film industry would be in film festivals.
Yeah, 100%.
So basically here you feel perfectly at home.
I feel like it's always so different to attend a festival and work in a festival, mm-hmm. because my personal background is that as my colleagues as well, like we're kind of fresh to the industry. So my personal background is that I've worked, like when I was in school, I volunteered in a lot of film festivals. But when I decided that I really want to get into the industry, last year I worked in Vilnius International Film Festival, mm-hmm. which is like the biggest one in the country, in the communications field, which was again like such a huge thing for me, like such a big opportunity, and I wanted to understand the ins and outs. But comparing like how many films I would have seen if I were to volunteer in a festival, which would be like around like 20-30 films, like when you're working at the festival, you do all the watching before it, because during the actual thing, like you're running around, it's crazy. I think that it was only like in the middle of the festival where we kind of let ourselves go and to do like the evening screenings at 10 p.m. and then still wake up at 6 in the morning. So yeah, that's like my take on festivals. I feel like it's that's why I'm also extremely grateful, is that we have this opportunity to completely immerse ourselves into the festival without, of course, having the responsibility of the jury. But for example, like I met a colleague from the Vilnius International Film Festival, and she's here as a programmer and also head of acquisition. And she has to watch 6 films a day. If she wants to buy the film, she has to do it absolutely like the second that she exits the screening. And I feel like it's a lot more like on the dot, intense, and like fight or flight, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit crazy. So we're kind of in this like immersive paradise.
Atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah.
Maria, thank you so much for sharing your experience here with Fred. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.